Hey there, fellow humans. Dylan Brooks here, your friendly neighborhood guide to all things Stoic. Ever find yourself drowning in a sea of self-criticism? Yeah, we've all been there. It's like that inner voice just loves throwing shade, right? You messed that up, should have done this better, why are you even trying? But here is the thing. Stoicism isn't about being a robot devoid of emotions, it's about mastering those emotions, including the nasty ones that pop up in our heads. It's about recognizing that negative self-talk is like a leaky faucet constantly dripping negativity and ruining your peace of mind. But guess what? You can turn off that darn faucet. Today, we're diving deep into how to silence those inner critics and cultivate a kinder, more supportive voice within. So strap in, grab your favorite beverage, and get ready for a Stoic reality check because you deserve to feel good about yourself, even when things don't go perfectly. Ready to start? Awesome. Here are 5 key takeaways that will help you kick those negative thoughts to the curb. 1. Acknowledge it. First things first, admit that you're engaging in this self-defeating dance with negativity. It's like admitting you have a junk food addiction facing it head-on is the first step towards breaking free. You know that feeling when your inner critic starts going off? Just take a moment and say to yourself, okay, here comes Mr. Negative again. I see you. 2. Challenge those thoughts. Next up, question everything your inner critic throws at you. Is it really true? Are you basing this on facts or fear? Often these negative thoughts are exaggerated, distorted versions of reality. You never talk to a friend like that, right? So why do we let ourselves get away with it? 3. Reframe the narrative. Think of your mind like a muscle. The more you use certain pathways, the stronger they become. When those negative thoughts pop up, consciously redirect your attention towards something positive. Instead of saying I messed that up, try, that didn't go as planned, but I learned from it. See? You're already building a more supportive inner dialogue. 4. Focus on what you can control. Stoicism is all about focusing on what's within your sphere of influence. We can't control everything that happens to us, but we can control our reactions. Instead of dwelling on things beyond your control, channel your energy into actions that will make a positive difference. 5. Practice self-compassion. This is crucial, folks. Be kind to yourself, you're human. We all make mistakes and have moments of weakness. Treat yourself with the same understanding and empathy you would offer a good friend going through a tough time. Remember, you're worthy of love and support even when things are rough. Think about that last meeting you had where things didn't go as planned. Did you get caught up in your own internal monologue, replaying every word and gesture like it was some sort of self-inflicted torture? We've all been there. You probably walked out feeling deflated, convinced you bombed the entire thing. But what if you had approached it differently? Imagine this. Instead of letting those negative thoughts spiral, you acknowledged them, challenged their validity, and reframed the situation in a more positive light. Maybe you focused on a few key takeaways, even amidst the chaos. Maybe you used that experience as a learning opportunity, rather than beating yourself up over perceived failures. Suddenly, the whole meeting feels less like a disaster and more like a stepping stone towards growth. Remember, Stoicism isn't about being perfect, it's about striving for inner peace and resilience in the face of life's inevitable challenges. By letting go of negative self-talk and embracing a kinder, more supportive inner voice, you can cultivate a sense of calm amidst the chaos. So take action. Challenge those inner critics, reframe your thoughts, and practice self-compassion. Trust me, your future self will thank you for it. Want to keep exploring this journey? Leave a review, share this episode with someone who needs a little Stoic wisdom, and join the conversation on social media. Use the hashtag #HowToBeStoic. Until next time, stay strong, stay wise, and most importantly, stay kind to yourselves. You've got this.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.